Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Girl, I am so excited that you're here for today's episode because we're going to talk about unhelpful questions, which might seem like kind of a weird topic, but really we're going to dig into this concept of projection and how people can often project onto us their thoughts, their beliefs of what's right or wrong, their experiences, their feelings about things, and that it can come up through the questions that they ask us. So this is going to be juicy. I'm just going to dive right in. So let me set the stage here. At the time that I'm recording this, I am 1 week out from getting married, and I'm basically like a level 100 pumped, especially because my fiance, Sina, and I have been together for 13 years. We got engaged on the 4th of July in 2019. So to say that I've wanted to marry him for a long time is a drastic understatement. And I'm just really so excited right now. Like you can probably hear it in my voice. But what's so interesting about this time in our lives that I wanted to share with you about is other people's reaction to it, and how much projection I'm noticing from other people and what it's teaching me about myself and how I want to show up in real time. So let me just set the stage here. If you and I have been connected on social media for a while, you know I love sharing on Instagram stories what's going on in my world. I love talking, you know, here on the podcast very transparently with you. I mean, I'm recording this 1 week before we actually get married because I like to record in real time because I do picture us like we're girlfriends just chatting over spicy margaritas. I don't like to prep my content way ahead of time because then it just doesn't feel as like, I don't feel as connected to you, you know? But on Instagram, when I talk about wedding related stuff, so many people have been saying they're so excited for us, which is so sweet. And of course, family and friends are very excited because they have been waiting for this for a really long time. But what I've noticed that's come up for, you know, people on social media reaching out to me and even with some of my family and friends is a ton of questions that are implying that I'm super overwhelmed and stressed and that I must be so stressed with all that I'm navigating right now in life. And, you know, it's a valid question to ask if I'm stressed or overwhelmed, but I've had this interesting realization that's come up that it's actually not very productive or helpful to ask questions about being stressed or overwhelmed during a busy season for someone. So let me explain. If, you know, if I have a family member or a friend text me and say something like, I know you must be so busy and stressed out right now with everything that you're navigating, but I wanted to ask you this, or I wanted to tell you this. It's actually not very helpful, the tone of that question or that statement, right? Or if someone on social media was like, oh my gosh, when I was that close to my wedding, I was so stressed out. I can't even imagine how you're navigating this while also moving afterwards. I get that they're trying to connect with me, but it's actually not really that helpful. Right. And like if we're recently connected, 2 weeks after Sina and I get married here in Austin, Texas, we're moving to Denver, Colorado. So we are juggling a lot. You know, I'm building a business. He's navigating a new career transition. He left dentistry to move into entrepreneurship and get into the investment real estate space. And then obviously we're getting married in a week. So, you know, I understand the intent and I truly appreciate that people want to support me in my life and through social media and like connect with me. I mean, heck, that's why I do a podcast and show up on social media in the first place. Like I want to connect with you and share things that might be able to support you in whatever season of life you're in. But these particular questions and projected emotions of how I should be feeling are not only unhelpful, but they're actually not very accurate to how I am feeling a majority of the time. So even when a statement is implied that I'm stressed or that everything is crazy, I have to like second guess my own thoughts. Like, for example, someone says, you must be so stressed out right now. I have to then use more energy in my brain to look for the reasons that I'm actually not that stressed out or it's not actually that crazy majority of the time. Of course, there's times where I do feel a little bit stressed out, but like overall, I really don't actually, like genuinely, I really don't feel that stressed and chaotic. And, you know, our brains are like computers. So we're going to look for the answer to the questions that we ask ourselves. We're going to look for evidence to confirm whatever thought that we're thinking or whatever statement that we're hearing to be true. Just like, you know, when we're asked a question, we have to then scan our brains to look for that answer, right? So if someone's asking me like, oh my gosh, are you so stressed out right now? And then I'm like, wait, well, I don't feel stressed out. Then my brain goes, wait, am I stressed? Should I be more stressed? Am I missing something that I'm not as stressed as someone else thinks that I should be? I don't feel frantic. Should I be feeling frantic? Which is so interesting, right? And if we've been connected for a while, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for 8 years. Since January of 2014 is when I launched my first business, which back then was a network marketing. So like I'm used to craziness in business. Like I'm used to being in this space. Like I'm very comfortable with it. And Sina and I have done 4 cross-country moves already. And because we've been together for 13 years and we're best friends, we're basically like this yin and yang thing. Like a lot of his natural strengths are my natural weaknesses and vice versa. Like we work really well together, which is obviously why I want to marry him too. Like, woo, let's go. But also we're really good at planning stuff together, including a wedding. Like in all honesty, he has planned more of this wedding than I have because he's a great planner, right? So yeah, we're navigating a lot of stuff with a business and a move and a wedding and career transitions, but it's not as stressful the majority of the time as other people are assuming it to be. But people can only give advice through their own perspective, which makes sense, right? And everybody's got different stress thresholds. Things that stress me out might not stress somebody else out. But I think it's important to talk about these narratives that we're creating with the questions that we're asking to ourselves and to other people. Because, you know, I even tell my girlfriends that, like, the ones that like being pregnant, I've got a couple girlfriends that genuinely like being pregnant. I'm like, can you please talk about that often, that you like being pregnant? Because very few people talk about liking pregnancy. I have no idea what my story is. I've never been pregnant, right? But I for sure know that I'm going to be reaching out to those women, those friends of mine, for another perspective than the main narrative when I am pregnant. And I want to be an example of that. Like wedding planning and building a business and preparing for a move, yes, it's a lot. But truthfully, it's such a cool time in our lives right now. I'm so freaking grateful. I'm sure you can think back at a prior version, you know, of you in your own life and whatever it is that you're navigating right now. Where like I can think back to when I was first building my business and we were living in this 600 square foot apartment in New York City. It had one window that faced an alleyway. The outlets in the bathroom didn't work, so I had to blow dry my hair in the kitchen. Sina was in full-time dental school. I was the only income earner, and I had never been an entrepreneur before. Everything felt stressful. I felt like I was pushing a gigantic monster truck tire up a hill all the time. And I was still trying to determine back in that season, do I want to marry this guy? Is this my forever person? And that, you know, had a lot coming up for us. So this season of life, while getting to plan a wedding and having a business that I, you know, I get to really cater my life to what I feel like doing because of the space that I'm in now. Like I'm so grateful. This is way less stressful than that was. Right? And last year we lost Sina's dad and he transitioned out of a career that made a lot of sense on paper. A lot of emotions came up for him from both of those things. And I was really in this season of my business trying to navigate what direction that I wanted to take. And I finally feel so freaking aligned. So this season, in comparison to other seasons that we've navigated through, not that stressful, right? And you could worry about future scenarios and all the things that could go wrong, or you could choose to use that same brain power to think about future scenarios and get excited. That's the mode that I'm in. I know things aren't going to go as perfectly planned at our wedding as we might think, but the only thing that really matters to me is that I'm marrying the right person. And truthfully, I nailed that decision. But really, wedding example aside, some of these projections and the questions that I've been asked have made me really think about how do I want to show up as a person? And maybe that can be something for you to think about too, right? Like what questions do I want to ask other people? Because truly, are there questions that I'm asking where I assume that I understand the person's emotions, but I might be wrong? Or do I ask questions where I'm unintentionally projecting something negative, like how I used to think in that season or how I used to navigate that issue, and I'm projecting that onto them? For an example, is a breakup always bad and so sad? I don't think it has to be. I had a breakup before this and I'm really glad I broke up with that person because now here I am. I'm sure you have that too, right? Is a grief season always debilitating? Sometimes yes, but sometimes not. Actually, I have a friend of mine who lost his wife, and he mentioned to me how grateful he was that when I called him to talk to him, I didn't always ask him about her because sometimes he was actually doing okay. And when people were like, oh, are you okay? He had to then think that something was wrong with him if he actually felt happy in that moment. And, you know, there's lots of other questions. Like, is focusing on your workouts or your health goals always hard and annoying? Or are you projecting that when you're asking someone about it? Because sometimes, yes, it's hard, but sometimes it's really fulfilling. Like, is work always frustrating and difficult and something we don't want to be doing? For some people, yes, I guess. But for me, hell no. I love what I do. And I hope I can inspire you to love what you do too. So truly asking yourself, what type of projection would I like to have projected onto me in this season of life is powerful, whatever season you're in. And then really taking inventory on what questions you like to be asked and then becoming the person who asks other people those types of questions too. Because what I realized I like projected onto me, joy, fun, excitement, encouragement. So I want to be the person that projects that onto other people with whatever season they're in, finding the joy, the fun, the excitement, the encouragement in that season. And when I think about the questions that I like being asked right now, it's the questions like, oh my gosh, you must be so excited about your wedding and your big move. Do you have any fun stuff left to plan? Right? Or like, what an amazing time in your life. I can only imagine how fulfilling this is. How are you feeling about it? Or from close, you know, family or friends that are flying in for the wedding, I love the statement of like, I'm so pumped it's finally here. Is there anything that you need help with? Rather than, you must be so stressed and overwhelmed. Wedding planning is crazy. I can't even imagine how you're doing it all. Do you feel so overwhelmed? We get to choose the thoughts that we think, which drive our emotions, right? And a lot of our thoughts come from the questions that we ask ourselves, but also how we interpret other people's questions. So if we ask better questions, we get better answers. Let's be the people who just like take ownership of that. Ask ourselves better freaking questions to get the emotion that we want and ask other people better questions to get the conversations that we want to be a part of. I love you. I'm rooting for you. I'll talk to you one more time as a fiance and then I'm going to be a wife. So things are getting weird up in here. Seriously, appreciate you. And I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.